We are learning today one of the most famous psukim, or actually half of the psukim, because most people do not know the beginning. And there's an interesting thing here, which happens from time to time, that this phrase is repeated twice in Mishlei. V'tzedakah tatzil mimadas. So we're going to go on a journey about this, but the two psukim in Mishlei, one that we are encountering right now, Mishlei Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, Lo yo'ilu oitzreis resha, v'tzedakah tatzil mimadas. Now, the parallel, of course, the negative and the positive. A person is collecting money for himself, and he's doing it in an inappropriate way, a ganav, and he is amassing a fortune. Lo yo'ilu, it will not help him. Then there's a person who's giving out money, and he is reducing the money that he has. And that's tzedakah tatzil mimavis. This giving out of the money actually helps a tremendous amount. So that's the parallel. Now, in the pasuk that we have in front of us, lo yo'ilu otzros resha, the kind of money that we're talking about that he is amassing is otzros resha. In other words, there's some sort of aveira involved. The otzar that he collects is an otzar of rishus. What about the pasuk in Yud Aleph, pasuk Dalet, a little bit further down on the page? Lo yo'il hon b'yoim evra, utzdoko tatzil mimadas. Hon here is not being described. Where did the money come from? The money could have come from very legitimate sources. He earned it, he got it b'yerusha, but now he has a hon. And this hon, will it help him b'yoim evra, in a day of kas? Evra v'azam, we have in the Haggadah. Lo yo'il hon b'yoim evra, it will not help him. Tzedakah tatzil mimadas, but tzedakah will. So the Gaon, and I wanted to look at the Malbim first, because he has a very simple distinction. The Gaon also has a distinction. Lo yo'il hon b'yoim evra, hagam sheha hon yo'il be'es shalom, k'may shakasuv hon osher kiryas uzay, because ois b'yoim evra klolis k'may be'ez dever oicherev lo yayil. Ki behepech oz yesh oisha shomur leba'olav l'va aso. Avala tzedaka tatzil mimavis gam b'yoim evra. U'bazeh einoi kofful imashikosuv l'mala. His pasuk is not a repetition, because this tzedaka tatzil mimavis is different than the tzedaka tatzil mimavis of Perek Yud. Why? Shesham medaber mimavis hativi. So in other words, the Malbim distinguishes between these two psukim in a very simple way. He says that v'yoyim evra refers to a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a makah on a place, on a kehillah, on a community, on Klal Yisrael, such as Dever and Cheref. And that's called a Yom Evra. The day itself is a day of Kas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koes. And a person's monies will never help him. He says, Lehefech. He says a very interesting thing. Money can sometimes help you. It protects you. It saves you. It has certain value. Otherwise, the world wouldn't be chasing after it, Yom Evra. But besides amassing money to become greater and to have kavod, there are practical consequences. A person can pay for a hospital bill. He doesn't have to worry. He can get a private room, you know? So money has value. But b'yoyim evra, says the Malbim, an interesting thing. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes, he enters into each person individually, and he looks at his bank account, and he says, why do you deserve so much money? So he says, Oysha shamur leba'olav l'ra'aso. It could be that the fact that he's an oshir is sometimes ma'orer adin, which if he didn't have any money, there would be less of a hisairus. So in a time of evra, oisher isn't a great thing to have. So therefore, b'yoyim evra, even oitzreis that do not come from resha, are not necessarily a plus. But tzedakah, tatzil mimavis, even when there's a kas that descends upon the entire area. So what the Malbim says is that the first pasuk is talking about a tzedaka tatzel mimaves of a maves tivi, each individual. But when there is a gzeira on the whole community, and there's a dever bala olam, then you have a need to express tzedaka tatzel mimaves even in such a situation. It goes against the nisayon, it goes against the challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has thrown at the world. So the Vilna Gaon here, this gra, and especially the one in Perek Yud Aleph, which we'll learn eventually, I suppose, again, but I wanted to bring it in this context, because the two psukim have tzedaka tatzel mimaves. So the Gaon in Perek Yud Aleph is the most extraordinary thing, the way he brings out a Gemara. In a million years, we would never guess that this Gemara could be interpreted in the following way, and you'll see what I mean when we get there. But there's a Gemara in Maseches Psachim Chaf Ches, and the way the Gaon looks at it is just astonishing. It makes us tremble. So the Gra says on the Pasuk, Perik Yud, Pasuk Beis, Lo Yoyel Oitzres Resha, Sha'amamun Hu Legimul Dvarim. He says money has three possible uses or three possible approaches that a person has to money. Toiv, Arev, Mayil. That is a philosophical construct. There are things that are toiv. They're inherently good. He says, what can you do with money that's inherently good? Toiv hu litzdaka igmilus chasodim im abriyes. Arev is pleasant, sweet. Arev hu la'achila ulishar hanois oilam hazeh hamisukim. So money can be used to acquire things that people enjoy, that taste good. He doesn't just mean food, but he means anything that will bring a person hanah. Moil, hu shema asif mamon b'kadesha yoilo be'es tzara. Now, don't make the mistake of confusing toiv and moil in this context. Moil is less than toiv. Toiv is inherently good. Moil is useful. It means the person finds a ta'elus in it, which doesn't bring him a hana in the normal sense, but has a benefit for him. And that's what mayil means. So mayil is, shema asif mamam, b'kidei sheyoyoloi be'eis tzara. V'zehu, lo yo'ilu lo zeh ha'ma'asif otzros b'kidei lo'iloi, lo yo'ilu lo'i im yasa otzros miresha ve'ovel. If a person thinks that he's going to amass a fortune by taking advantage of other people, by stealing and cheating, by taking advantage of the downtrodden, or by using and abusing people, he's mistaken, because those kinds of successes are just a mask for disaster. Lo yo ilu lo fe ein, it's not going to be mayol zeha ma'asef im yasa oitzres miresha v'ovel. Mashma, that if he doesn't do it miresha v'avel, he does it right, then there's a matter of mayil that applies to mamon as well. In other words, the Gaon is not denying that mamon has a tayelas mitzad atzmo before you give the tzedakah. Utzdaka tatzel mimaves, tzedaka lo dai shutov be'etzem, elogam mayil yoiser mikol dovar, shematzil af mimaves, ve'ein mayil ba'olam yoiser mizeh. So he says, in other words, that decent money, if you collect it, you'll have a benefit from it. But there's no greater benefit than staying alive. There's no greater benefit than being alive. And the only thing that can do that is if you actually give the money away. So that's a fascinating thing, that if I take care of the Ribbono Shel Olam's people, he takes care of me. Ad kedei tzedaka tatzel mimaves. Now, there has to be a little caveat here that I want to inject so that people should not make a mistake. Tzedaka tatzil mimavis does not mean, and it never did, that when you see that a person gives tzedaka, and perhaps gives a massive amount of tzedaka in an extraordinary way, and then he dies young. He dies young. He dies when he's 40, 50 years old. And kama such examples occurred in relatively recent times, in the last couple of years. Prominent people who are famous for giving tzedakah and admired and appreciated throughout the world for the tzedakah that they did, and they were nifter, and they were nifter young, and they left an almana with children, with little children even. with Yingalach, with Medalach. So what's the pshat? Aye, it says tzedakah tatzel mimavas. So in all of these inyonim, there has to be understood a basic yesod. I can tell a person that something is true, and I can look at it exclusively in the narrow context without taking anything else into account, and then the person can see that it's not true. Because you see, tzedakah tatzel mimavas, and then the person is nifter. So tzedakah is not matzel mimavas. But if a person allows himself to appreciate that there's no such thing as a narrow context, and that the perspectives of any human condition are controlled and determined by thousands of factors, and there are factors that we know about, and there are factors that we don't know about. There are factors that are olam hazedika factors, and there are factors that are supernatural. And there are things that we will never know, because it's not possible for any human being to know such things. When you start thinking about a computer, for example, so you have a computer that's able to do a limited amount, and for a person, an individual might be sufficient, but if you're running the entire electrical grid of a major city, then you need a supercomputer. And this little computer would not be able to do a mashu. It would burn out in a minute, and the whole electrical system would be unavailable to us. There is a computer image. It's an idea. There's a computer there. And the computer takes into account thousands upon thousands of factors, which can include inyonim that have, from our perspective, no connection whatsoever. You know, you can have something happen here and it has a consequence in Moscow. You can have something that happens today that has a consequence 10 doiris later. And it's not something we could test, not something we can prove. That is a basic chelik of our emunah. But there's one thing that I wanted to say now, which probably will prevent me from finishing these sheets, so we'll continue next time. But I want to make a comment. Somebody mentioned to me, in the name of an Adam Gadol, now I wasn't there, and I didn't hear this Adam Gadol, but I just want to make a point. There was a certain person that was nifter. Obviously, I don't have to mention his name. There's no need for it. But he was nifter young, and he was a person that gave a lot of tzedakah. So when someone was in Eretz Yisrael, he approached this Adam Gadol, and he asked him, this question. What is the pshat that someone who gave so much tzedakah, and the pasuk says, tzedakah tatzel mimavas, how is it possible that such a person should be nifter young? The Gadol answered, ayin hara. Ayin hara. The Chazal tell us that ayin hara is capable of poshut killing a person. And Chazal tell us further that most of the mises come from ayin hara. Now this person understood what that Gadol was saying in a certain way. Namely, that the tzedakah that was given with a certain measure of prominence. A person's name might have been on a number of buildings. A person gave tzedakah at dinners. A person became famous for giving tzedakah. And that was the source of the ayin hara. So I wanted to correct that. I believe, ani hakotam, that nothing could be further from the truth. And I don't believe that's what the Gadol meant. But let me explain something to you. A person lives in a totality. He doesn't just give tzedakah. Now, the question is, what kind of car do you drive around in? Now, let's say a person gives a ton of tzedakah. And he drives around in a car that kulei alma modu is a super expensive car that only Gvirim can ever drive, can ever own. Well, let's say a person lives in a house that is a mansion. Well, let's say that a person's wife wears a mink coat that exudes wealth, you know. There are all kinds of mink coats. But in case you didn't know. But there are some mink coats that you could right away see that the price tag there are $20,000, $30,000. So a person looks at a mink coat like that, and he says, was kommt der mein mink coat? Now let me ask you something. Does that have anything to do with giving tzedakah? Absolutely not. Is that in any way connected to the giving of tzedakah? Absolutely not. It's not like you have to have the min kol to be able to give the tzedakah. Now let's say a person led an extremely modest existence and did not have anything in his life that in any way accentuated and brought to the fore the capacity, the wealth, the power, the authority that he has. There would be no ayin hara. But now the kasha is, but the etzem tzedakah brought ayin hara. Because the prominence came from the tzedakah itself. Imagine. In other words, let's conjure up such a person. He doesn't have a fancy car. His wife wears a very plain coat. Nobody would recognize him in the street. Nobody knows his house because it's just another house amongst many. And there's absolutely nothing about him that shouts, I am a gvir. Be jealous of me. Nothing. Now what? There's a moisid that needs a building. Now the shaila is you put the name on the building or you don't put the name on the building. You don't put the name on the building. So there was a Chuvas HaRajba. The Rajba asks, what is this business of announcing the Nadavas? Right? So the answer is, when you announce a Nadava, the person next to you feels a responsibility to give also. And when you don't announce a Nadava, even the people who say, Bavush Anadav Matana, nobody needs to know what Matana I'm giving. That's true. But at the same time, the person that's sitting in the seat says, a matana could be $1, it could be $1,000. Mistam, it's $1. Now, that is not going to provide a major incentive for him to give any more. So the whole system, to be megara, to be ma'ira, other people to give, says the Rajba, that's why we make these announcements. Same thing with a building. You put your name on a building, another person has a desire to put his name on the building too. Leilu nishmas, this and this and that. So there's base this and base that. There's base chayim and base yankul and base shmeril and base bel. Now I'm going to tell you something that I believe, and I believe it's a Rambam, and that's how I've always interpreted this Rambam, and I have no raya from the Rambam or from Chazal or from any sefer, but I have a raya from real life, and I'll explain to you in a minute. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he says as follows: La'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatzdaka ve'ein shum davar ra oyezek niglal bishvil hatzdaka shenema v'hoya ma'aseh hatzdaka shalom. A person will never become poor because of tzedaka. Here you have the same thing that I was discussing to you earlier. Some people die when they're young. Rachmanu litzlan bar minan. Some people live a long time, but they lose every penny. Quite a number of people who are big balei tzedakah, who then lost everything at the turn of the market and the recession and so on and so forth. And they were swept away just like many others. What happened to this idea of tzedakah? Aser b'shloshet is asher. Same thing. It's exactly as I told you earlier. The computer has its cheshbonos. And sometimes you have to lose your money because the money is dangerous for your children. Because they can't handle it. And the poverty is good for them. So that they stay Erlich HaYidin. And sometimes the money is necessary to be lost so that the life could be saved. And so we don't know. We never know. But when you look at the little tiny computer that is our brain, and you try to think machshavos of the Borei Olam, it's not shaykh. So we can't ask those kind of questions. But I want to go in a different direction here. My point is, La'olam eino d'mani min hatzdaka means from the tzedakah itself. Now let me explain something to you. A person gives tzedakah. He doesn't have that capital. That capital could have produced. Doesn't have the capital to produce. A person gives away. Now this is a halacha, al yivaz biz yoseh mechaylish. But there are exceptions to the rule. And the exceptions to the rule, fascinating. Chazal themselves say, because he'll give everything away, he'll be a nitzrach al abrios. Either Rambam says, lo'ilam eino d'mani min hatzdakah. So the Rambam himself says in Erchin and in other places, that you're not supposed to give everything away. Everything has to be done with seichel. But that's a question that I don't want to address right now. I want to address a different question. What is the extra words of the Rambam? If he says you don't become poor from giving tzedakah, what other ra or hezek could come from tzedakah? What other possible ra or hezek? So this is my thinking. A person, every one of us will be masking to this, that when it says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi beisecha pasuach lervacha, v'yihiyu aniyim b'nei beisecha. Yes? Everyone is masking? That this is a charge, a chiyuv, a recommendation that is for everybody. Yehi beisecha pasuach lervacha, like Avraham Avinu. On all four sides. Wide open. But not only wide open that they come and they go and they get their stock or they get their food and they leave. No, I want more than that. Make them a member of your household. So here's the story. There's a shul, and there's a very typical story. It's not a rare instance. It's very common. There's a shul, and our Raman is sitting there after Ma'ariv Friday night. And he's not getting up and he's not going anywhere. One of the Choshev Balabatim, a Gevir, has a beautiful house, has a wonderful matzav, notices the fellow sitting there in the corner and he says, Reb Yi, Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos. Where are you eating? He says, I don't know. You don't know? You'll be my guest. No, I insist. This person who's sitting there, who was just invited, has nothing. He has nothing. If he has a family, his family is somewhere, who knows, and he's going to collect and he's away from his family. He may not have a family. He's not well. He doesn't have a penny to his name. He's in a miserable matzah. And he's a person who could constantly question Ribbono Shel Olam, what's willst du von mir? And now this Gvir is going to take him into his house. And what is this person going to see? Kulay Aimer Kavait. He's going to see a home that has that special aura of Shabbos. He's going to see the most beautiful white tablecloth with silver and gold on the table. He's going to see a break front that's huge and full of ornaments and trinkets. He's going to see a sfarim shran with the most beautifully bound leather sfarim. He's going to see little children and big children dressed to the nines, as they say, l'kavod Shabbos. And he's going to have a seuda served by servants on the most beautiful platters, the most elegant food. And what is this person going to think? Unless he's not human. Unless he's not human. What is he going to think? Unless he's not human or Reb Levi Yitzchak Abadichik. But other than that, what is he going to think? Why him and not me? Ribbono Shel Olam, was is dein cheshbon da? And he will plot from all the things that he sees that his matzav is so depressed. Now let me ask you something. Was fara meshugena wants to have that ayahara in his house. So what was in the mind of the Tana, Yehi beischa pasuach lervacha v'yu aniyim b'nei beischa? So you know what the answer is? The Rambam gives us the answer. The Ribbono Shel Olam insists that we care about the miserable, about the downtrodden. Lemi ani Yisrael noisim einayim halakum sheim roitim noisam b'chulu ha'ei einayim kluyim kluyos ella alachayim and call Yisrael achim heim zelozeh shenema bonim atem l'Hashem elikeichem. You should see what the Rambam says over there in Perek Yud. This person is commanded by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Your heart, your pocket, your hands, and your home. You think for a moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam, who demands of us that we should have that kind of approach and insists that we care about him to such an extent that we bring him in and make him comfortable and make him part of our household, and he has nothing and we have everything. Do you think for a moment that Ribbono Shel Olam will turn around then and say, aha, now I got you? Is it even conceivable, such a thing? Now the Teretz Rabbeisai is, La'olam ein shum dava ra'o hezek niglal b'shvil atzdokah. So if it's necessary to have the Misha Beirach, if it's necessary to have the name on the wall, if it's necessary to have the honor in the dinner, if it's necessary to be mefursam for the sake of the tzedakah itself, no ra'o hezek will come from that. But the min kol rabbeisai, nobody's accounting for the min kol here. It's a very important yesod that you should be aware of. We have no business making cheshbonos b'chlal, as I told you. But let no one ever think for a moment that if somebody said it's because of Ayin Hara, it's the Ayin Hara that comes from the tzedakah. Never! It's totally not shaykh that an Ayin Hara should come out of a Kiyum HaMitzvah itself, and especially an Inyan where the Kiyum HaMitzvah demands that disparity. Because who's going to take care of the Ani? Another Ani? You know, Chazal say a loshen, Darko shall ish l'rachem v'shal eim l'nachem. I always pointed out that rachamim and nichumim are two very opposite concepts. Nichumim, you have to be in the same boat. An usher cannot be menachem and ani. You know, we come in and we're menachem aveilim. We have a nusach. The Sfaradim don't have that nusach. But we have a nusach, b'sar sha'ar aveilim tzim v'shalayim. It's a strange nusach. What? It's not enough that he has this problem. It's not enough that he's an ogel for his own. There are plenty of other Aveilim. There's never a time that there aren't other normal Aveilim, regular Aveilim. You have to remember Aveilim Tzim V'Shalayim. You know what the answer I think is? That we ourselves are Aveilim Tzim V'Shalayim. All of us. So when we give Nichumim, it's betayer, we understand what misery is. I mean, obviously it's not the same, but at least it's not the same boat, but it's Me'ein. But a person that the sun is shining for him and there's nothing going wrong, he can't tell the other person everything will be alright tomorrow. Don't worry, it's ain't good. The chutzpah, the sun is shining for you, but by me, it's the darkest of night. What are you telling me that it will be good? What do you know of my pain? What do you know of my suffering? Nichumim can only be when you're in the same boat. But rachamim is the exact opposite. The osher is merachim. I have, you don't have. It hurts me. I have compassion for you. An ani has compassion for another ani. The most he can say is, it's the time good mo. And meanwhile, neither of them have what to eat. But the usher can give them a meal. So the idea that that should be a source of Ayin Hara is almost absurd. Not almost. It's mamish absurd. And this is my shita. This is what I like to sell. I like to sell my Torahs. But I believe that it's very true. Now let's go back. So when we say tzedakah tatzel mimavis, we can never ask the question, so how did this person die? So what does it mean tzedakah tatzel mimavis? It means that it's not random. In other words, some people live, some people die. Tzedakah has nothing to do with it. Absolutely not true. We may not be able to figure out in any specific case if the tzedakah was matzil this person in mavis. We may not even know that there was mavis hanging over a person's head. The only time we ever know something is when the person's already in the hospital and the doctor has seen the MRI. But we don't know what kind of atzolah there could be that the MRI will only show good, because we're not there the step before. We'll never be there the step before. So that is tzedakah tatzel mimavis. When a person is nifta, you can never say, you see, tzedakah is not matzel mimavis. That's a very important point to make. So somebody will say, so who says you're right? Maybe taka, it's random. So the Teretz says, that's emunah. That's exactly what emunah is. As Chazal Zogin, as a pasuk says, tzedakah tatzel mimavis, a person has to know that tzedakah is matzel mimavis. It's a very big yesod. And it also contributes to our anova that we don't fully understand something. And it requires our anova to realize that we don't fully understand something. You know, it's tali zeh bazeh. Zok the goyin on the next pasuk. Lo yoyel hoyim b'yoyim evra, kloyim b'yoyim hamisa. The goyin is different than the malbim in this respect. The malbim says yoyim evra is when there's a gzeira on a tzibur, when there's a plague. And the pasuk in Perek Yud is talking about an individual matzah. The Goyim says that the pasuk in Perek Yud is talking about when he's alive. And tzedakah tatzel mimavis means in the second pasuk, la yoyel hoyim b'yoyim evra, when he's dead, at the moment of death. All of his money is not going to help him at kihuzeh. Zok de gra klima biyoma miso kasho nidoin acha misosai. She oz medainin loik mashukosov lomalut stoka tatsu mi mobis wa gehenim. She gam ke nikra mobis. Right? Mobis va avadon. Mobis is gehenim. Ula el masha oma lo yoyulu oitris resha hu koidem amisa. She oz medainin im yichia vim yomus. Ut stoka tatsu mi mobis hu mobis atzma. Kan koi a koil al acha amisa. He says like this: if a person has Otzros Resha, it's not going to help him in his lifetime because it comes from Resha. But if it doesn't come from Resha, it could help him. Masha'ein Kain, when a person has something that does not come from Otzros Resha, but it's Yom HaMavis, then even all the money in the world gained with truth, with honesty, with integrity, all his life, it still is not going to help him, Akihuzeh. But there is one use of money that can help him, and that is tzedakah. Tzedakah is tatzil mimavis. Zokter, avulim lo yiyah oitzvis resha lenoisin tzedakah mimamaynoi, yoyilu umatzil oisoi afilu mimavis. V'kano mastam lo yoyil hoim biyoim evro she'acha amisa eina moyloi afilu amomoin she'eino shel resha. That's what we just said. Even if the mamon was gained honestly, it's not going to help him after he's gone. Rakim also tzedakah zet tatzul megehenim. V'heim beiz dinim megimul hadinim she'ovrim al odom acha misasav. The Vilna Gaon repeats these ideas many, many times in his chiburim and in his pirushim. Kaf hakela gehenim umisa. K'mo she'amar Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shem ka'as alai ka'as ha'ka'as oylam. V'maisrani yisura yisur oylam. V'mimisani misasav misas oylam. Take a look at the Gemara that he's referring to. It's a famous Gemara. But again, the Vilna Gaon here, like I wanted to say in the Gemara Pesachim a little bit later, has this incredible sense that the words of Chazal were very, very precise and had references that we ourselves would never imagine. The Gemara in the footnote number one: Kishachola Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nifnasu talmid of Levakroi kiven shiroi sam hischa livkais. The moment that he saw his talmidim arrive and he knew he was dying, he started to cry. Malay Talmid of Ner Yisrael, Amud Hayemini, Patish Achazok, Mipnei Ma'at Haboicha. Amalayim Ilu Lifnei Melech Basav Adama Yu Malichin Oisi, Shayoyim Kanu Mocha Bekever. It means the Melech is Hayoyim Kanu Mocha Bekever. Shem Kaas Olai, Ein Kaas Oy Kaas Oylam, because he's not going to be forever. V'maiserani, and if he puts me in jail, Ein Yisuris Oylam, the next king might free me. V'mimisani, Ein Misasoy Misas Oylam, because I can have Oylam Abba. And furthermore, I could get rid of the din entirely by either cajoling him or giving him bribes. And still I would be afraid. I cannot be mefaisim b'dvarim v'lo l'shachte b'mamon v'lo yoid el sheyesh l'fanei shnei drachim achas shel gan eden v'achas shel gehenim v'eini yodea v'ezum alichin I see v'lo yefke. So the Gemara here has three statements that he made: sai b'negei melech basav adam, and sai in the contrary b'negei melech malchei amlochim. Namely, the first one is kaasoy kaasoylam. The second one is isura, is putting me in chains, isura isuraylam. And Misa, Misasai, Misasailam. Zok de Goin, that each one of these is very precise. Kaas, hu eis shel gehenim. What he means when he says the kaas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, could be, a kaas oilam, is the kaas which is the eish of gehenim, the fire of gehenim. Yisrani, hu kaf hakela, shebazen nichlal said agilgul, shema'asno se b'mokam ahu, she'en yocholotzis misham. It's a remarkable thing what he says. He says a person is imprisoned in his history and he has to come back to this earth instead of going to Gan Eden because he hasn't fulfilled that history. So he's imprisoned in this earth, as it were. That's a Soid HaGilgul. She'en yochel otzis misham esim modem b'mishmar mesinim b'sad raglov. They put his feet in chains. She'en yochel otzis mimokam ahu. Moisesanu hu misa. And misa means after Petira, there's misa. Nagra Begava Nisra Yosef. The Taich. You think I would leave you with this Gemara and Pesachim that I intend to elaborate upon and leave you without a taich? Sadna besadna Yosef midvil yadei mishtalim rava amagira begira miktil midvil yadei mishtalim. Each one of these three, before we taich the words, is an expression that he was hoisted by his own petard. It means, in other words, that he was punished with the tools that he himself produced. Oysher, which is gained through sheker, through gezel, through all the wrong things, eventually comes back to haunt him. That's what it says over here. So I have three different examples of the same thing. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kapa de chato nagra. What's a nagar?
Carpenter.
A carpenter. So the kaf that the carpenter carved out, kaf bezach shechoka ko umon, betocho yisro ves lishono ves chiko bechardel. He himself made the spoon that eventually burnt his tongue because he used it to stir up peppers, and he put the peppers in his mouth and he burnt his tongue. So if he wouldn't have had that spoon, he wouldn't have been able to take the peppers, memeli wouldn't have burnt his tongue. That's the first mashal. Kapa the chata nagra, the calf that the nagra, the uman, the carpenter carved out, that is that which caused his begavo with it itself, nisra ifchardul or the chardul burnt his tongue. Amar Abaye, Abaye has another mashal which is very similar. Sadna besadna Yosef, midvul yodim mishtalim. A person was a blacksmith and he made chains. You know, like ankle chains that, you know, for the slaves. So he made these chains for the prisoners. And then he was caught, and the chains that he himself made were the ones that were used on him. So he says, Sadna, those persons who make these chains, Besadna Yosef ends up in those chains himself. Midvil Yodei Mishtalim, he's getting paid from the works of his own hands. Rava Amar Gira Begira Miktil, person made an arrow, and he was shot with that arrow. So he says that the same thing, midvil yodei mishtalim. So now, if we would learn this Gemara, we would have to be puzzled. What in the world do I need three examples of exactly the same point? The point is made. The point is that, and the Gemara Bechlal is using it as a mashal with a shakla v'tari and the Gemara over there, which is not our Inyan, but it's like, what do we need so many examples? Make the point that, you know, it ends up boomeranging on you, and that's what they have in mind. So the Goyim says, because each one is referring to a different aspect of post-Misa, what's going to happen to the person. Zokta Azeh, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hainu Da'am Mishri Kapa Dechato Nagra Begavon Yisrif Chardala, and he quotes Abai in Rava. V'hainu, Rabbi Yosef Omar Neged Sreifas HaGehenem, Keneged Midosai Mamish, V'abai Omar Neged HaGilgul Sadna Besadna Yosef, Gam Kemida Keneged Mida, V'ra Ba Omar Neged HaMisa. V'hainu, Shekol dinim da kadosh baruch hu hakol mida keneged mida upoal adam yishalem loy v'zehu ki atzolas nafshi mimoves. It's amazing how the goyin took from here and from here and from here and from here, and he made a whole tapestry out of it. It says ki tzalta nafshi mimoves, right? Aseini mindima es ragli midechi. So he says the pasuk ki tzalta nafshi mimoves is referring to moves. Aseini mindima hu agehenim. Right, so that's Mayan Shisu Shemaridin Dmois Kamayon. They cry so much that it's as if there was a fountain of tears. So that's as Eini Mindima. My Yuchilatsta as Eini Mindima. My eyes will not cry. As Ragli Midechi Ugilgul Hanafashis Bedatz Cham. You know what Datz Cham? That's used very often in Sifrei Kabbalah and Musar. In this Rosh Hashanah format. That's right. How did you know that?
Right here.
Yeah. It's also in the notes.
Oh.
Okay. So he says in this psukim that we have here, we have two out of three. Gehenim and Misa. V'hainu shebiyoyim evra eina moyo loy klum kasher mishpat elias b'gehenim. Achat zdoka shekvar osa b'chayav. This is the important point for us. Shekvar also b'chayav heima matzilin oisay afilu mimishpat hamovitz v'zehu sh'omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'ena yochel lefaisei b'dvorim ulishoychadei b'mamoin sh'heima toira utzdoko loymar sh'achshav akayim heim v'akim also mitchila. So how he gets from Hain to Torah is a different story, but let me just tell you the aside of the Gaon, which is the aside of Yesaidus and Yadus. This isn't the Gaon's idea. This is a aside in all of Yadus. You'll find it in hundreds and hundreds of Makairis. A person, after he comes to the Olam HaEmes, is a prisoner of the past. There's nothing he can do for himself anymore. So if a person comes to the Olam HaEmes and he sees that it's a din matuach lefonov, and he feels that he has tremendous regret, and from now on he'll behave, and he'll learn Torah, and he'll give tzedakah, and he'll take care of all the things that he has to take care of, says foul, foul. That itself should put a tremendous pachad inside a person. There's nothing you can do afterwards. Nothing. And all the aliyahs of the neshama and everything else that we're talking about could come from one of two sources only. They do not come from the fact that this neshama is doing. It's hayoyim la'asaysam. So Chazal say hayoyim la'asaysam v'loy l'mochor la'asaysam. Hayoyim la'asaysam u'lemochor l'kabel scharam. So the Gaon has revealed to us one of the ways in which the neshama can have an aliyah. That's through the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that he did in his lifetime. And what the Gaon is saying is that not only is that a cheshbon in its original, you know, how you start, but it continues. Because mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim have their peiros in olam hazeh as well. You know, a person helps an ani and sets him into a business. The business is matzliach and he has a family. And the family gives tzedakah and so on. He has a chelik in all of that tzedakah. He has a chelik in the success of the mishpacha. He has a chelik of mekimi me'afa dol me'ashpeis yarim evyayin. And this keeps going and going. And the same thing is true of many, many other kinds of mitzvahs. You have a child. Rabbi Akiva took a child who couldn't even say Kaddish. He taught him the Aleph Beis. And he made a Ben Torah out of it. So this is something that the peiros of which go on and on, because you have a chelik in all the hatzlacha of this person's Torah for the rest of his life and the life of whoever he was mashpiyon. And that is one way. There is another way, which the Gaon does not discuss, but which we have later in the Sefer Chassidim, which I imagine we'll have to wait for till next time. But that is, what can others do here on earth for the neshama? And this is a very complicated parsha. Complicated. And you see, the Sefer Chassidim asks right away, if a person was mechuyev achatas and he sniffed her, the son can't be makriv the carbon chatas for it. So like, what's going on? But nevertheless, you see that children can do things. And he quotes the famous Gemara, Bra mezaka Abba, Abba loy mezaka Bra. The Gemara says that there was nothing that Yitzchak could do to save Esau. Now you have this concept of zchus avos. And how does that reconcile with what we just said? And there's a lot to be discussed about this. But the Gaon is not referring to what other people can do who are in this earth now. He's referring to the neshama itself. Whatever was. So when he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the Melech Malchah Amlochem, Eini Yochel Le'faisai B'dvarim U'Leshachadai B'mamon, he didn't mean while he's alive. He means when I go there, I will not be able to provide him with any new bribes or any piyusim, because there's nothing you can do at that point. So there is this idea of tzedakah tatzil mimaves. Mimaves, says the Gaon, does not refer to dying. It refers to the din maves of Gehenna. So that tzedakah can be matzil even from that. So that is the gra. I just wanted to skip over the Sefer Chassidim for a moment. I wanted to do with you the Gemara in Baba Basra. May inyan le inyan. The Gemara is in Baba Basra. Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba. Amar Rab Yochanan. Ksiv. This Gemara is asking the question: why do you need two tzedakah tatzil mimaves? What are these two psukim? The pasuk in Perek Yud, pasuk Beis, and the pasuk, that's our pasuk, that's what we started with, and the pasuk in the following Perek, pasuk Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Dalet. What do you need them both? Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan, Ksiv, Lo Yoyil Hoin B'Yoyim Evra, Utzdoka Tatzel Mimavis. Uksiv lo yailu aitris resha utzdaka tatzel mimabes. Why do you have to have both tzedakas? Why do you have to have both statements? Tzedaka tatzel mimabes. Shtei tzedakas halol olama. So the Gemara says achas shematzilosay mimisa meshuna, va'achas shematzilosay midina shel gehenim. The Gemara says, and the Goyin, interestingly enough, doesn't seem to say that. The Goyin in his pshat says that both tzedaka tatzel mimabes is referring to after misa. Interesting. But the Gemara says that the first one is that he's alive, but he has a gzeira on him, that he's going to die, but not stop, but with a misa mishuna, with a horrible death. So tzedaka can save him from the horrible death, and he dies naturally. That's one tzedaka tatzel mimavas. What is the other one? V'achas shematzi losay midina shegehenim. In other words, he dies and he saves him from the punishment that comes afterwards. Right? Yoim Evra Hayoim Hahu. Right? That goes on to Amud Beis. Noisna ve'eno yodeya lemi noisna. Noitla ve'eno yodeya mimi noitla. Noisna ve'eno yodeya lemi noisna lafuki mid marukva. Not laveinu demi, not lafukim de Rabba Abba, velehechi levit, leisiv laarniki shel tzedaka. You know what this is referring to. Remember the eight madregas of tzedaka of the Rambam? It's the same thing. There are different levels, and in each level there's a chesaron where you have some sense of knowledge and embarrassment that results from it. So he says, what's the best eitzah? The best eitzah is to give it to an arniki shel tzedaka, and then the Ani doesn't know who it's coming from, and the Usher doesn't know who it's going to. So this is the Gemara. But meanwhile, the Gemara tells us that there are two kinds of tzedakas. What is the Gemara saying? It's how you give the tzedakah. Very interesting. The way the other Mepharshim were learning is that whatever you do in tzedakah has two separate positive consequences. But it's the same tzedakah. The Gemara says it's a different kind of giving. Some levels of giving will achieve A, and some levels of giving will achieve B. So that's what the Gemara says. That which is matzal oisai mimisa mishuna is not as great as that which is matzal oisai mamish midina shalom. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara is used by various mekoros, and we'll get to the Sefer Chassidim. Interestingly, even in more than the places that I gave in these sheets, but in three separate places that I have given in these sheets, the Sefer Chassidim indulges in this discussion of tzedakah tatzel mimavas. And what can a person do here in this world for a nifter? And this, of course, goes back to a mechilta, which he himself quotes, and goes back to the words Kaper la'amcha Yisrael shepadisa by Egla Arufa. So what do you mean mason tzrifim kapara? If you can't do anything for them, what kind of kapara can you provide? So for the fact that mason tzrifim kapara, you learn that there's a kapara possible. By whom? They can't do anything for themselves. The answer is by us. So what does that mean by us? That's what I wanted to discuss with you next time. B'li neder b'li shvua. By us, does it mean that anybody, let's say for example, somebody says, I want to give tzedakah le'ili nishmas a certain blind. It's not talking about his own parents. It's talking about blind. Strange. Does that work? This tikkun idea, that you make tikkun le'ili nishmas. So somebody makes a bracha, that should be le'ili nishmas. I mean, the eating of the food itself, I don't think that's any so else. It's the bracha, it's the factor. Yeah? So what is that? The person makes a bracha. Can I have an arrow that directs what I do in a certain direction in the oil manners? It's an interesting question. Then there's a question, for example, what happens if I do other mitzvahs? Not tzedakah, necessarily. What about learning Torah? Everybody knows the Yard Sanctuary is sitting in Torah reading the Nishmas. So how does that work? And what if I want to learn Torah for somebody else's neshama? What if it's not Torah or tzedakah? It's another mitzvah altogether. Can a person say, I'm taking the lulav le'ili nishmas somewhere? So you say, well, the lulav, it's not shayach, because you can only do the mitzvah once, and you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. Well, a person is mechuyev in Talmud Torah 24/7 also, unless he has an excuse, an explanation, why he's not.
So who says that the Torah that you're mechuyev to learn, you can give away to somebody else, le'ili nishmasa? And then, of course, again, the question that we started with, is there a difference between a child or a stranger? So these are all fascinating topics. You know, we take it for granted, le'ili nishmas.
What exactly nishmas means is a gantz arichus dvarim. I'm not going to cover the whole parasha for sure,
but we'll touch upon it at least a little bit.
Okay.